Alone. Mr. Costello was a quiet, balding man with a ready grin, polite and hush-voiced when he spoke to the sisters, but loud and full of good humor when he called to people on the street. He was always offering the nuns extra pints of cream or discounts that he seemed to make up on the spot, always admiring the miraculous cleanliness of the empty milk bottles they returned to him. At the invitation of the sisters, he attended Mass in the convent chapel every first Friday, sitting in the last row with his cap in his hands and his head bowed low. When he was 36, Mr. Costello had married a pretty blue-eyed girl. Rheumatic fever as a child had left her with a weak heart. The case of St. Vitus Dance that followed left her isolated and strange. Not a year into their marriage, Mrs. Costello was bitten by a stray dog that was foraging in the tangled backyard of one of the tenements. Infection set in. She lost her leg. There followed a nervous collapse, a touched brain, an invalid's cosseted routine. The sisters called it a sad case. Because they had been so often inside his home, the nuns knew there was no pretense in Mr. Costello. They knew he kept his place in manly order, few knick-knacks, just a pair of Mrs. Costello's porcelain-faced dolls on the dresser in the bedroom, a statue of St. Joseph on the mantel, and that he did as much dusting as a man could be expected to do. The top of a bureau, but not the legs, the base of a lamp, but not the shade. They knew the apartment's one closet was arranged with military precision, and the kitchen cupboards were neatly spare. One bottle of bootleg whiskey, used only for toothaches or colds. The visiting sisters checked it daily. He kept house, all the sisters agreed, like a fastidious bachelor. No hint of anything unseemly to indicate otherwise, or to tell them he was something less than the good, unfortunate man he appeared to be. The intimacies of bathing and feminine hygiene Mr. Costello left to the nuns, but he cooked his wife a dinner every night, and there was never a dish left in the sink or a crumb left on the tablecloth when the sisters arrived every morning to wake her and give her breakfast. Caring for Mrs. Costello, who was childish, sometimes churlish.